And even your wisdom.
But
the Holy Spirit to come and write in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wainesimo yoku
recording. The one having the phone to record.
You
can give it the deacon is going to pass
around.
To take it to the right place where it's supposed to be recording. We have a reason as why we are recording. Wherever in the workplace where you are, you can go back and revise. When you are at home, you can play that play. You can have your brothers. And you want them to listen to the gospel. You can play that clip and they listen. Because today the gospel
itself,
it cannot make us be shame. Praise the Lord Jesus.
We used
to fear to give the other gospel to the other people. And you thought of what they would hear. And you thought they would not rise up from beyond the things of this world. And even the one you are promising God
is at the best one.
So they did not have even any reason as why they would believe the gospel. Praise Jesus. But right now the gospel you are listening to, even though they have the
other things,
the possessions of this world, they feel that they are in
vain.
And they say that really should
go
because that's his eternal life.
Yes, you ever see you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kale tugenda kulumiza kitaffe atudde waggulu w'eggulu
ennyo. So you are going to glorify the Father seated above the
heavens. Atumudize ekitiibwa olw'olunaku lwa leero.
Bring back on the
dreamers today. Omukisa gwatwongedde okujja okwongera okumanya.
Because of the chance he has given us
what he knows. Agenda tutwala mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
And he's going to take us in the heaven journey.
Kale naffe ng'abaana.
So we as the children.
Kitugwanidde okwaniriza.
It is worth for us to welcome.
N'emizira.
With all the arms.
N'endere.
With all the
rooms,
with all the trumpets, with all our hand claps,
nebigambe nebijudemo akalosa kokumanya.
The words which are filled with the aroma of knowledge.
I will
first rise up on your feet.
To same ekitiibwa.
We honor
the word of God
that we are going to listen to. We thank the Lord. Because we are no longer as we used to be. You could welcome what you could not understand. And you said that and you could say that a man where he ended
his life that,
that I'm not going to remain with any single coin in the pocket.
But
the new generation is not like that. You only
learn
to
adore,
to continue to be filled.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kale katwanirize ekigambo kya Katonda
n'engalisa amaanyi. The word of God with
the
hand.
It
is just Psalms 104.
Verse 32.
That he looks upon the
heavens
and
shaken,
and he touches upon the mountain. That is his greatness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I
will press you down. Again, we welcome our brothers who are going to lead us. The Holy Spirit will feed us with the word of God, the living food, which renews our lives. Apostle,
I will be
together with Pastor Sam Bosa. May the Lord bless you.
Yes, you was with you, Bana Katonda.
Praise Jesus so much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is life good? Is God good? God is the way, the truth, and the life. And He is good all the time. Maybe though we find with weak body weakness, life has never been bad for it, the Lord Jesus. We thank Him for the moment He's given us under the sun. He moves on to sit and ask this time for us. Bible speaks of Him in Romans 8, 34 to down. He's on the right hand of the Father. And He intercedes. Major reasons of the issues He prays much of, as spoken of in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. That is not slack at bringing the end, but He's been waiting. And He wants each one of us to repent, so that none of us gets destroyed. The end would have already come.
It's
possible to give birth to 12, 8, 6 children at once. And we all finish among those spoken of in Revelation. The number of our brethren. But what causes children to come 1, 2? Because He knows we're given more time. You know, the more you give birth in different generations, they involve different distractions. But God puts you in different seasons to favor you, to align yourself. Imagine if you came in the eras of your forefathers. Your salvation would have been very hard. But God is good. He didn't bring us in seasons like those. And they have a gospel. It's prepared even the best.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You greet of your neighbor. Tell them thank you for coming in a generation like this. And that thank God. He brought you in eras like this. More than eras of your fathers.
Because
there was much distraction.
But
thank God has given us light of knowing Him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for committing to seek Him. And you're based in His holy book. That told us in Isaiah 34:16.
We'll
look in the book of the Lord and read. None of them will miss its mate. The mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Holy Spirit gathered. And verse 17 says that those scriptures were allotted, that each one goes with this one and the other. Even though we've come to move on,
we
move on allotment of scriptures, how they move, as we move on to understand, we move on in the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us, and we who are living now, and those going to be coming, to reaching the coming of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and
our
Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base Him in this ministry, the new generation, with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And we move on to reach unto you the journey of heaven. We are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. This is the Jerusalem of heaven. It's found in the first created heaven, in the realm above.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise
Jesus
so much. Now we've seen much in this city. As our journey moves from planet Earth, and we go see other nine planets, heading to the firmament of the heaven, where we see the stars, the sun and the moon.
And
we also saw of hell. The bottomless pit, the prison of God. Even here we studied principalities in the kingdom of the stars. And when we go beyond them, we head on to the heaven, which is circular. But we use the northern door to ascend in the realm above. Find three other heavens. But we first reach the first created heaven in the realm above. And there we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We've started much in this city, Jerusalem of heaven. And in this time, we still started the seven seals and the seven groups of the angels.
Yes,
we praise Jesus so much. The seals have caused us to understand many things. Some of the last extreme secrets of the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the great commands indeed. For we saw when we open up the seal, we have to see in it four major things. The first we discovered that because the Spirit is the one who seals, and fullness is made of the seven spirits. And we understood every group of the angels
worked
under one spirit among the seven spirits of God as a gift to them.
But
right now we move on to see the type of horse and the chariots of every group on the seven groups of angels. After we wind up that, we have to see the living creature responsible over every group of the seven groups of angels and the four elders or the 24 elders, and you join on the ancient elders where there is the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit, those responsible of the seven groups of angels. But we still wind up
to
see the type of horse and the chariots of these seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We still see the type of horse and the chariots of the seven groups of angels. When you see angels here in their groups, in the seven groups, we've studied them for some time. But this time, we've come looking at the type of horse and the chariot. We are still on the fourth group, the fourth group of the angels. We say like this, the fourth seal and the fourth group of the angels. Fourth seal and the fourth group of angels, angels of the chains. Angels of the chains. Angels of death and hell, and the type of horse and the chariots. The fourth seal and the fourth group of angels, angels of the chains, angels of death and hell, and their type of horses and chariots.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on, know what concerns them. We've been getting explained of many things upon that word, and we decided to get explained the four types of sicknesses. The three types of sicknesses, we saw the sickness of angel of death. We saw sickness of angel of death and the sword and the famine and the beast of the field.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we began the other last time
tulaba ekika ky'endwadde
and we saw the type of sickness of the devils,
enjala n'ebitala n'ensolo zaabwe,
famine, the sword and their animals.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo n'ekyo.
Now we want to be moving on with that.
Oluvannyuma tulyoke tulabe endwadde ez'obunafu bw'omubiri.
After we see sickness of body weakness.
Era bwe tuba tuziraba.
And when we see them.
Tulaba n'engeri gye
tuba. See the way we treat them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Atuddeyo ko wali tubikulemu kusiirwa eno katono.
Let's briefly get back, open the seal.
Okubikulirwa esule y'omukaaga.
In the Revelation chapter 6.
Olunyiriri tuli ku lw'omusanvu n'olw'omunaana.
We are on the verse 7 and 8.
Kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga olunyo lw'omusanvu.
Revelation 6 from verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'okuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Olunyo lw'omunaana, ne ndaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Revelation chapter 6, the verses 7 and the 8, they move on to show us that when he opened the fourth seal, the seal of the Spirit of power, and he saw one of the four living creatures, and it called him, and it showed him. Showed him one seated on the yellow horse. If you at that image, and behind him a hell was following him.
And
he too has a type of horse he sits on. That moved on, God explained the other time, which has a head like of a lion and the tail of a scorpion.
We
move on not much on that issue. But as we finish this verse, move on Revelations we hear.
Kubikulirwa esula ya mukaaga olunyo lw'omunaana.
Revelation 6 verses 8.
Nendaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tumazeeyo nga batugamba.
We finish as he told us.
Nti bwe yalengera embarasi ya kyenvu.
When he saw the yellow horse.
Eyali agituddeko ng'ayitibwa kufa.
And the one seated on it called death.
Magombe n'agenda naye.
And hell, God went with him.
Ne baweebwa obuyinza.
And they were given authority. The other time God explained how God gives authority unto the angel of death and hell. As their group is made up of 200 billions of them, of angels working on death and hell. Revelation
9
verse
16
says, now we discovered authority was given them from God. But we came to discover,
we
want to move on and get revealed. The fourth upon which they were given authority to kill. But we say before we reach the fourth, the earth to kill it.
Yes,
we praise Jesus so much. They told us they killed with sickness, the famine, the
sword,
and the beast of the field. Before we look much at the fourth, we agree by the Spirit of God that we first look at the type of sickness, those of the angel of death, and at the same you find with hell, together with the swords and the famine and the beasts of the fields. And after we finished that, we say, let's see of the sicknesses of Satan and his famine and the animals' effects.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Then after we shall see the sickness of body weakness. But all those we've seen,
we
have to see how they are treated.
So
now, even this time, last time we ended as we didn't finish well, and we handled the sicknesses of Satan.
We
want to move on to know of them,
to
even know how we can move on to fight them. them and to treat them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Move on, getting
and
explained of certain sicknesses. I remember we ended in Job chapter 2. Let's get back, read, and we hear. Job chapter 2 from verses 1.
Yobu esula ya kubiri noni nyiyori soka.
Job chapter 2 from verses 1.
Aonate olunaku lwali lumu abana bakatonda ne bajjo kuchika maso ga mukama. Ne sitani naye najira mwabo okuchika maso ga mukama. Olinyolo kubiri.
Yes, yebaziwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abana bakatonda bajja ngukunga na mbiri ebya BC.
When the sons of God came in the gathering in the BC,
yes, we are going to now
before the birth of Christ from earth,
when
they came together in the city, Jerusalem of heaven, even Satan came among them with the fallen angels. Why do we refer of the sons of God to be the angels and the place of their gathering? Hebrews 12:22-23 says, we will come you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
So, the Hebrews
of BC, when Satan was still in heaven,
he
was chased there at the beginning of 18 after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We wanted you to first get that understanding. For in the Hebrews of BC, Satan went to request for Job to strike him with sickness. And he wanted you to get explained of sicknesses of Satan.
He
separated them from the sickness of the angel of death and hell. For we got to know
if there
are sicknesses of angel of death and hell, God has sent him. We
are
going to enter a prayer of repentance, able to request God heal that person. And the many times we look at the seasons and times, if they are to go and you are to check from the body, we straight tell you align yourself. But this time, and we see sicknesses of Satan and the famine and the beast of the field and the swords, like the walls which are different than the world. We wanted you to get back, understand for sicknesses. And know of how you can stand part of them in the authority of the Spirit. Church, we were put to be doctors, and we treat the body and the spirit, and we are stewards.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we move on in the Job chapter
2
and the verses 2,
and
we move on here of sicknesses of Satan, let's hear. Job chapter 2 verses 2.
Mukama nagamba sitani nti ovawa. Sitani nadamu mukama. Nayo gera nti mva kudingana munsi. Nokutambula tambula omwanu na wali. Olinyolo kusatu. Mukama nagamba sitani nti olowozeza ku muddo wange Yobu. Kubanga tewali munsa mufanana. Omusajja yatukirira era wa mazima. Atya Katonda neye walobubi. Era kyanywezezza obutayonoona bwe, newankubadde nga wasaakiriza gyali okumuzikiririza obwereere.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
But you said it, you.
In that time,
Yobu yalinga atuukiridde mu maaso ga Katonda.
Job was blameless before the Lord.
Era ng'anyweza obutuukirivu
bwe. And he held his righteousness.
Naye nga bwe twakulaga ku mulundi ogwaggwa.
But we showed you the past time.
Ndizitani amanyi mwegayirizi ku lwe ensonga ezitali ntuufu.
It intercedes over issues not right.
Nga kya kubonyaabonya baana ba
Katonda. And they are tormenting the children of God.
Era ng'asendasenda.
And he cites God. Now, according to Job chapter
1,
he cited God to take all things, positions of Job he had.
And
God left Satan do that.
And
Satan knew in that time, Job was to reject God for being taken off his position. But when Satan saw, in Job chapter 2, God moved on to show Job never complained at all. And he held more of his righteousness and never to sin and even avoided evil.
Evil
comes your way, but you have to fight, avoid it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much. But
Satan moved on to speak and
say,
let's shift the level of taking only possessions. I want us to touch life for life. You know the people who play the matatu game and they play card, the game of the cards, life for life, and they sow and give in their life. But even here, Satan, those are his ways from long. He said, no.
A
person can give up everything they have for their own life.
Now,
I want us to touch this life. Interceded, even sharing tears for that. That's why last time we warned you and told you, don't just believe that a pastor you have become an intercessor of the church. Except when you've been told that there is an intercessor who is a corner man. He who intercedes over inflicting pain on the children of God and to torment them. Lest he finds you interceding and he enters you and then you intercede things not right. What happens is the church gets more corrupted. Children of God be perverted from the gospel. Yet intercessors have brought those problems. And they sit at the mats appearing as wizards.
Bible
speaks of them in Ezekiel 27.
That
most of them are of old age.
We
don't say our elders in this place.
They sit
at the back with mats when they are wrapped their feet.
Because we
read in Luke
22,
we saw Satan interceded much to seem to the disciples. He pleaded, even cried tears for that. Now sometimes you get careful of those issues.
That's
not what we are up to in this time. We look at sicknesses of Satan, the animals he uses,
and
swords, as he puts wars, even the famine.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And how we are going to stop them. These we've understood them under the fourth seal.
You
reveal what concerns the angel of death and hell. After God is despised in Job, and he says God is still holds integrity of his. Satan spoke and said, no, let's touch his life. Let's see Job chapter 2 verses 4. Job chapter 2 verses 4.
Sitani nadamu kama na yogeranti ediba ulwe diba wewa ubyo no muntu byalina alibiwayo olobulamu bwe.
Fresh skin for skin. Let's touch this is body and we see.
You
know, it must be revealed of the sickness which is hurting you. And you ask whether it comes from God. God showed us last time. The sickness strikes the rebellion. In Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 40.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After you discover, then you know how to repent. If you discover it's the sickness of Satan, if we don't repent to him, we handle weapons of our warfare and we call warriors together with us, the angels, and then we attack.
singa zibeerawo endwadde ezo nga za kigezo
olina
nakyo kibikulibwa ogaye sitaani kirabika waliwo
olutalo
nina okumanya bwe mpitawo.
I have to know how I make it.
Nina okubuuza, nina n'okwegendereza.
I have to inquire at the same time, be careful.
Era sitaani alina watukana kakati biri byonna biweddewo ebintu talina.
Satan preaches say now all things have gone, he has no possessions.
Motoka talina ennyumba talina n'ebirala.
No house, no possessions.
Naye ekyokulemera Katonda kuno nze siri mu mativu.
Insisting of God, I'm not contented.
Ng'agamba sitaani bwetugwayogera na siri mu mativu.
I'm not contented.
Tukwate bulamu kwa bulamu kati.
Touch life for life now.
Omuntu kyayina kyonna asobola okukiwaayo.
Whatever person holds can give it up.
Olw'obulamu bwe.
For his life.
Nanga nti waakiri katika olina Katonda.
But he said now you have God.
Waakiri omuwaayo olw'obulamu bwe.
At least to give him up for your own life.
Kuba kati Yobu byonna byali bimuwaddeko.
For Job everything has been finished from him.
Ng'asigazzaawo Katonda.
And he only retained and held God.
Ng'aga singa bakwata nkwata ku bulamu bwe.
If I touch his life.
Nimbaka ebirwadde rwadde bye mukuba.
I strike him with some sicknesses.
Katonda amuwayo.
He is giving up on God.
Na Katonda amvako.
And he said, God give up on me.
The siku sinza angana kwa siku manya angana.
Never worshipped you, never known you.
Wechiba anga biyabu na mubu wange. Kumno mabu eti.
For my life to be inflicted pain like
this.
No, I reject you, God.
Orono kati yesi tani kiyari yari indi.
That's what Satan was waiting for.
Atu ulide.
Let us hear.
Yobu esura ya kubiri. Olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Job chapter 2 verses 5.
Naye kaakano golola omukono gwo okome ku magumba ge ne ku mubiri gwe era alikweganira mu maaso go.
Sitaani yagamba Katonda.
Satan told God.
Naye singa gw'omwekubira.
That if it you strikes him yourself.
Bamagumba ge
you strike with bones of sicknesses.
Bebitundundu eby'omubiri gwe.
Strike body parts of his.
Mukubira
ki? God says I strike him for what?
Naga kubatu yagala mukuba nze mbadde ntegeeza bwetu.
If you don't want to strike him, you have been meaning like that.
Nzenzikiriza.
Me accept me.
Kuba instani muyaye.
You know Satan is a God man.
Gwe mukubi.
He said you strike him yourself.
Ngakimanyi tojja mukuba.
He knows you'll not strike him.
Nimaliriza agamba kati gwe wabikwe. Bikulemeze mumpe.
And after if you fail on that, give him to me.
Ezo diru muzijukira.
You remember those deals.
Obada muzimwenda ibali balo bamulonda.
Judges 9 as they elected
him. Eto lwa nibalondo omulalanga yati manyi bamalira
ku. Tented chose another yet he end he knew it was to end on him.
Mhm.
Yobu sura ya kubiri olinyolo mukaga.
Job chapter 2 verse 6.
Mukama nagamba Satani nti laba ali mu mukono gwo choka mulekero bulamu bwe.
Mukama naganza sinza kuba Yobu nawe.
Told him I can't strike.
Taina kyakoze.
Done nothing to me.
Na ye kati.
But now.
Ali mu mukono gwo.
He is in your hand.
Wabula ekyobulamu bwe.
But concerning his life.
Wakugamba ko ebiseera biri eri nti Satani asobola okutta omubiri.
That Satan can kill the body.
Naye ekyokutta omwoyo tekisoboka.
Killing the spirit is impossible.
Wano we tumukwatira.
Here is where we capture him.
Edugaa tulina gy'otwala mwoyo gwa muntu.
Have no way you take a human spirit.
Kubanga talina buyinza.
For he has authority, no
authority. Obuggya omwoyo gwe mubiri n'agutwala nti oba agututte ku geyena.
Your spirit from the body that takes it to hell.
Wabula nga betwakulaga obulogo bwabwe.
But we showed you their wizard and sorcery.
Bafuba okulaba atisi nga bayinza okubba omwoyo gwo ne babeerako nagwo.
Try to see they can steal that spirit and be with it.
Naye olw'okuba malayika w'okufa buli lwatasinga na mwoyo gwo mu mubiri ogwo.
Because anytime the angel of death never finds your spirit in that body.
Yavunanyizibwa okugiggya.
For he's responsible of taking it out.
Atandika okwebuuza gye gwalaze.
He begins to inquire where it went.
Ne bageza basinganiriza ku sitaani ne bamalayika baabaago.
If they dare find Satan and his fallen angels.
Kankana abakulemberwamu Jezebeli.
Now who are led by Jezebel.
Nabakulina eyo ng'ebiro byago tebinnatuuka eby'okuva
mu. The spirit when its season of not getting from the body is not reached.
Ezo z'entalo z'owulira.
Those are the words you hear.
Naye nga basobola okusika ng'olina mu nnyumba ne bakutwalira ne bakwogeza.
Pull you right from your house, take you in a shrine, they make you speak things.
Sigamba ku omwana wa Katonda.
I don't tell you the child of God.
Ozi erigwa ataddewo ebituli mu
maybe you was nyumba halls into accessing your house.
Njogera ku nyumba y'omubiri.
I speak the house of your body.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So yagamba kati ali mukono gwo.
Now he says he's in your hands now.
Naye kubikwatagana n'obulamu bwe kuwadde buyinza.
His life I've not given you authority.
So njagala otegere ekigambo ekyogerwako Matayo 10.
I want you to understand the words spoken of Matthew 10.
Temuti abo abatta omubiri.
They are not those who kill the body.
Naye nga tebayinza okutta omwoyo.
But they cannot kill the spirit.
Naye muti oyo Katonda.
But fear him God.
Ayinza okutta omwoyo.
Who can kill the spirit.
N'omubiri mu geyena n'ennyanja y'omuliro.
Body in hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Satan has to cause accidents.
That can cause all accidents. Causes force and makes accidents.
You
said you know to chase from the body, you don't get from it. You can bring sicknesses of all forms.
Asobola kulumisa ebisolo ebyenja
olotanga omusota kukubozi. Different animals bite you like a snake.
Winza n'okulotanga kukubozi.
You may even dream a snake has bitten you in a dream.
N'olwala omusujja.
If you get sick of malaria.
Iwa kukubozesa ku kiroto
naye n'okera. Beat you in a dream but you wake up you have malaria.
Waliwo okujja ng'olinga agulaba
gogo. Is that yeast comes and as if you see it.
Bino byonna byonna sirani mufuusa abeera afuusa
mufuusa. All Satan is a magician, it just makes magic there.
Bonna basigala be bamalayika abaagwa abeekolaakola ebyo.
All those remain to be fallen angels appearing
there. Naye endwadde ez'engeri eyo.
But sickness of that type.
N'ebitala ebiriwo ebityo.
And the swords like that.
Tukola tutya okubirwanisa.
What we do to fight them.
Era tuyimirira tutya mu buyinza okutuweebwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
How do we stand in authority given us by the Holy Spirit?
Atusooka tweyongere omwoyo ogutuwulire.
Let's move on in Job we hear.
Yobu esula ya kubiri olinyo lo musanvu.
Job chapter 2 verse 7.
Awo setani nava awali mukama. Na alwaza Yobu amayuta amazibu. Okuva kubigere bye. Mundo kutuka kwezi ingebwe.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Akati awo setani uruafu mutuka awali katona.
Now when Satan left the presence of God.
Na agena kuba Yobu amayute.
He went to strike Job with boils.
Ha.
And he struck him with different sickness and sores.
I didn't know Kuvamunda.
Now, right from his inside,
there is a munga, and I've been never what day on your
intestines are sick of sores.
Vienda bidu wa de, chivumba, katago,
kulikamu. Kidney, everything in you.
Kubanga kuvamunda ngari naga ruwada.
Right from inside, he had all those sicknesses.
Nebunguru kaka.
Even on the top of his body.
Yaduka na mudufu tafa na yeye uburumi buiti
yuko. He doesn't die yet, pain was too much.
And omoyo tebagu kwa sasa.
But the spirit was given to Satan.
Abantu bangi baro uzabistani ya jamu imi unaikuwa.
People think Satan gets spirits of people from the body and takes them.
Wanga tebatera kwa ura okuta kulio kwa omoyo kwa yaji okukola.
Really separated the spiritual death the spirit came to do.
Yes, we have
been. Praise Jesus.
Katumare yuko antuulide.
Let's finish here and we hear.
Yobu esula ya kubiri olinyolo mnana.
Job chapter 2 verses 8.
Nadirango olujo okwe ya guza. Na atulanga muvu. Olinyolo mwenda. Awumukazwe na mugamba anti. Ochanywe zezo butayono na abo. Wega ne katondo fe.
Hei kakati stani ya kolo manyo inzi ukwa ne mpajiru waga.
You know you may have a pillar strong your way.
Ya oba mwami oba mkwano kwa mchara.
Your friend, your wife.
Ngambutufu kakati kubadoma nyiwe mwenye dde muri
babiri. It's the one you had held on, you are standing strong together for.
Kwanga Yobu ageno tuka kumkasira kano standing amkubi agarwada agengedi
zonda. Job preaches this moment, Satan has striking him different sicknesses.
Arimuvu.
He is in the ashes.
Akuti nevi, nevi tundu bia.
He holds broken pottery, scratching himself. Every part. After time,
umchara guyasiga chakubanga abana bari to watch.
For the children were no more that time.
Abana bari ba from
the children had passed away.
Nebito nebi umakabio nabi aliyali.
All animals of the home he had.
Murumba wa Satan yoruasi.
In the first attack of Satan.
Yali na we impati ya we.
Now he had a pillar which had remained on his side.
Mama wa abana.
The mother of the children. Now that remaining pillar, let me pass through it to speak to him. When the wife looked at the husband in the ashes,
he sits
in the ash. What type of God
do you have?
If Satan is to enter you, first, did you thought passing outside? That situation is not of God. Perhaps all God has called us is there, but yet it's not there. Yet Satan is outside now, he's going to enter that person. After the heart opened, Satan himself entered the wife.
And
he told Job, you reject God and die.
And he
didn't know that rejected God is not going to fear this physical death. He was going to die in the spiritual world. He was. God was going to reject him. Let's see the next verse.
Yobu esula ya kubiri, olunyiriri ole kumi.
Job chapter 2 verses 10.
Na ye na mgamba nti, oyogera ngomu kubakaza abasirusiri webogera. Owa, tunawe wanga birungi mukono gwa Katonda, nitutawe wa bibi.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
Job
answer told her, ever since I've been with you all along, never
still
you speak like that, but today you speak like one of the foolish women. Foolish women I know in the village or in the city.
When
the times your spouse has gotten a bit foolish, you tell them you've gotten foolish indeed. But don't appease them. Get the wisdom you bring it out.
You get them.
You spoken like one of the foolish women.
But
day you have
told how
you become a fool. But for not winning a physical battle.
You
told how you've spoken like one of the foolish women.
Shall we
only get good things from the Lord? And no troubles.
We shan't
get troubles.
How stand naga nekati wana?
As Satan said here,
omukazi amukubi mubi nnyo tikikya
asoboka. Beating him much is more, no more possible.
Ata muyambye n'omuyamba.
And he's even helped her.
Omanyi wa lulu obeera nga muna kutawa kutawanya.
Times when your spouse is troubling you.
Olaba bula bulungi akyankalanye.
And you see that they are best upshifted from God.
N'omuyamba ko okudda.
And you help them to get back.
Nga ayogera eby'ekisiru n'otamulaga nti ate yagwagwa wala nga talina magezi
wa. Foolish things you don't show them, they become foolish. If they are pumping them, that head is breaking in vain. Satan takes them deeper in it.
Sometimes
you have to help your spouse back to God. Speak it in wisdom. Or you may push them deep and get lost deeper in it. When Job saw the woman is back to sanity,
Satan.
When he saw the woman was back to sanity, still the man has
redeemed.
He has saved his spouse.
Bible
tells us in Galatians
6,
standing if you see your spouse getting lost, restore them, but with wisdom. You know what followed Satan went to Job's friends?
they
spoke arrogant, angry words. And
they
told us God is there.
Encourage
us, can't you encourage yourself?
And
contentions were there. God wanted to capture Job's friends, speak words of wisdom. Even Satan captured them. When you read those contentions in the book, you can see them.
Now,
what you do not to hate even your friends? We can pass through them.
And
tell you words which cause you get angered. Say, oh Lord, why have you held on righteousness?
Don't
you
all
long sin a little God doesn't love you, refused? We all long we sin, yet we have the best life. That's how they tell you.
But
all is like that,
brethren.
We still explain to you of sicknesses of Satan. These sicknesses he brings. Get back to God immediately. It's possible to remain in the body. If that sickness pains you to kill the body.
Friend,
you can be taken from the body before your seasons come.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. For the body can fail to sustain you. And the life of the body is finished. I'm going to show you some of those. When he tells us in Matthew, he tells this. Matthew 10.
Matthew 10,
verse 28.
Sote mubatyanga abatta omubiri. Naye nga tebayinza kutta bulamu. Naye mumutyenga ayinza okuzikiriza obulamu n'omubiri mu geena.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Temutya bana abatta omubiri.
Don't fear those who kill the body.
Naye nga tebayinza kutta bulamu.
But they can't kill the life.
Obulamu bw'omuntu buli mu mwoyo gwo.
The life of the spirit is the life of a human being, it is in your spirit.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Naye Katonda ayinza omubiri akutta wano.
But God kills the body here.
Ate n'omwoyo n'agutwala mu geena.
And even it takes the spirit in hell.
Negumaliyita mu nyanja y'omuliro mu kufa okw'okubiri.
Ends up in the lake of fire in the second day.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Singa omuntu abeerawo nga tayina Katonda.
If a human being lives without God.
Era nga ebirobye.
And their season.
Ibadde bikyaliwo ebyokubeera ku nsi.
Of being on the world have been still on.
Sitani singa ageza naingira mubiri gogo na agununa mu omusa.
If Satan enters your body and takes and licks the life from there.
Obana ba kube bitungu ebisinga ebyo mubiri gogo.
Or strikes most of your body parts.
Uyinza okwekanga malaika wokufa kunonye.
You may find the angel of death has come to pick you out.
Ate musingani mwangu oli mwononye.
And if you found a sinner.
Noyolekera geyena.
And you head on to hell.
Kitufu sitani asobola okutta omubiri.
Truly Satan can kill the body.
Na anuna mu omusayi gonna.
And he licks out all the blood.
Obulamu obuli mu musayi.
The life in the blood.
Okusinira mukama bwatuga.
According to how God tells us in Genesis, Genesis
9,
in the verses 4, there is a life keeping your body to survive and live. A life in the blood. Let's read there and hear. Genesis 9, verse 4.
Naye enyama wamu n'obulamu bwayo. Gwe musayi gwayo temujiryanga.
Yesu yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Enyama y'obutonde yonna.
Every bit of any creation, it holds blood.
Obulamu bwayo bubeera mu musayi ogwo.
Life is in that blood.
Kati ezitalina musayi.
Now those without blood,
obulamu bwazo bubeera mu mazzi agabeera mu mubiri ogwo.
Their life is in the water within the bodies.
Baranga mbalo kandi esooke sura y'okutaano.
In the first John chapter 5,
verses
7.
Bible yeraga.
Bible shows.
Yo musayi na mazi n'omwoyo.
The blood, the water, and the spirit.
Bakanya mu kimu.
These three agree.
Bamalaika mukuru.
Angels in heaven.
Bali n'obulamu obuli mu ngeri y'omwoyo.
They have the life in the form of the spirit.
Okulukutanga bw'olaba amazzi amalamu.
And it flows like you see the living waters.
Abantu ku nsi n'ebisolo ebisinga.
Human beings of the world and most of the animals.
Obulamu bwabwe bulabikira mu ngeri y'omusaayi.
Their life appears in the form of the blood.
Ate waliyo obutonde obumu ng'emiti.
Then there are other creations like trees.
Obulamu bwabwe nga bulabikira mu ngeri y'amazzi.
Their life appears in the form of the water.
Naye mu kwogera ku ky'obuntu
kati kye tuliko. Speak of the human being now.
Yesu yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Batugambye nti obulamu waliwo obulamu obuli mu musaayi.
They told us it's the life in the blood.
Naye singa sitaani akuba endwadde.
If Satan strikes you with a sickness.
Omusaayi ne gugenda kugwamu.
And the blood ceases to be in you.
Nali obusomyo bwonna n'anuunamu amazzi.
Out all the morals.
Ate jjukira buli waagira omusayi nga gugenda n'amazzi gagwamu.
Even water finishes in the body.
Ekivaamu omubiri ng'agusi.
What causes it kills the body.
Omwoyo gutandika kulaajana.
The spirit begins to weep.
Gwe kennyini.
You yourself.
Omwoyo oguli mu mubiri
ogwo. Spirit in that body.
Owe.
And it's weeping.
Kino kinnuma.
I'm feeling pain.
Kino nga sikiwulira.
I'm not feeling these parts.
Yesu yabaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Agati awo.
Now there.
Ugendo bakutwala mu malwaliro
towola. They take you in hospitals, you don't get healed.
Bakuwa buli ddagala lyonna
wapi. Every medicine not getting healed.
Omanyi ndwadde za Satan tebazitwala mu ddwaliro.
You know sickness of Satan are not talking into hospitals.
Ziringanga ziri eza malaika w'okufa n'amagoba.
They are like of angel of death and hell.
Eziva eri Katonda z'akuba abajeemu.
Which God strikes the rebellious.
Abamukyankala nnya.
Those who mess him up.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ezozo wa katuna tuenenya bwenenya.
Those of God will repent.
Na yesinga stand wasting ananga ya zikukubi.
If you find Satan strikes you with those sicknesses. You have to run God empower you through the Holy Spirit together with the armies of angels to haunt evil spirits which have brought those sicknesses. The truth is this, brethren. Satan can kill the body. But no matter what he does, he can't take the spirit from the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He can't take the spirit from the body. Most people always say, Satan came to steal, to kill and destroy. Maybe
it's
possible of the death of checking out of the body. I want you to be lightened
from that.
He can't kill the body, but he can't take out your spirit. And the other, there is a spiritual death he caused to happen on all the people. When we sin, and we are taken off the body of heaven, and they give us the body of death. The death of the spiritual world is there. Let me briefly explain it. According to John chapter 10, God speaks of the spiritual death. We show you of the physical death that Satan can cause.
He
leaks blood from the body or makes sickness strike you. Praise Jesus. And he kills the body.
He
can't take out your spirit.
Spirit.
And they said that the person has spent in coma 3 years. Yet they don't go. Angel of death coming for your spirit and they have not reached.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. And once you understand the death of killing the body, and the body ceases to have life, yet the spirit in it is there in the body and is living. There we go in the what they call the as painted.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Yet, there is another death he has ever caused. Now it moves on haunting the people. Bible speaks of it like this. Look all and how they are treated. No sickness which is more wild, which Satan has ever caused, more than the sickness of sin.
That's
one of the wild sicknesses he has ever made. The sickness of sin. Don't you hear? Because there is a wild sickness of sin he causes.
It's
what causes destruction of the spirits.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let us read in John. John 10 verses 10.
Omubita jia wavula okuba no kuta no kuzikiriza. Nze najja zibe n'obulamu era zibe nabwo obungi. Yokaana essula ya 10 olunyo lw'ekumi.
John 10 verses 10.
Omubbi tajja wabula okubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omubbi tumanyi nti ye Satan.
We know the thief is Satan.
Naye tuwulidde ebigambo ebimwogeddwa.
We've heard words spoken of him.
He came
first to kill your life. To steal your life first. And he kills the second thing. The third thing.
He
throws you into destruction. That death we fail to understand it. We mixed it with the death of chicken out of the body. Yet this of chicken out of the body is responsible over angel of death. Now this death confuses us.
We had your
to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Now,
the first death which happened is when he brought the sickness. It was to be taken off us, the body of heaven. When it put in that sickness, the sickness of sin. And the human being headed on to death, taken off the body of heaven. And he said, I thought they have to destroy them.
ati ayinaokola ekisoboka
oleme
kuggibwa mu kibi
ekirwadde
ekyo kikulemeremu bakuzikirize mu nyanja
y'omuliro
kubanga wano wakyaliwo chansi
okwetereza
ati agamba endwadde y'ekibi ebalemeremu banyize katonda abawadde
ekisaaka
nga babazikiriza
ekisinga
okwewuunyisa
sitaani
okutta obusi
naddala
kufa kuno
okw'omwoyotatawaanayo
akuyingizaamu kibi
malayika
w'okufa
nakukolako
kati n'ebyokuzikiriza ennyanja y'omuliro
siyeyagiteekawabula
era asindiikiriza kaakati bino bye byaliwo okusinziira ku ndwadde ey'ekibi bayibuli gyeyogerako
waneeno
mu baruumi essula eno
ey'okutaano
agamba
bw'ati
njagala otegeere ebigambo
ebiwaliwo
endwadde ze tulabye sitaani zaateeka ku
mubirinaye
waliwo endwadde y'omwoyo
ezimu
ku ndwadde enkambwe yendwadde esinga kalina obukambwe mu ndwadde za
sitaani
era bagezaako okulabika nga abasindika bamalayika bagyewo
neganira
ne basindika ababulizi
b'enjiri
netulema oli we yakwatamu omusaayi gwe
n'ajjamukama
waffe
yesu
umanyi mwalimu amanyire okubasaba
engaloba
tokiwuliddeoba towulira kubanga kubanga ozikubira
fobakaoo
bweziba za katonda omuseera
bwayesu
yebazikubanga nze mba mumanyisi zange
nze
njagala katonda eryadde eri muggulu akagambe omwana oyo akoledde yankubire naye ezabwe zibeere
ezize
yesu yebazibwetwagala okwogerako ku ndwadde ya sitaani
y'ekibiyatuviirako
okuggibwako omubiri
gw'omuggulu
otegeere obulwadde bwa sitaani
bulifaanana
buno bunafuya
butta
omwoyo ne gugendera ddala paka mu nnyanja
y'omulimu
katusome mu baruumi essula ey'okutaano
olunyi
olw'ekumi n'ennya
abaruumi essula yakutaano olunyiriri lwa 14 naye okufa kwafuga okuva ku adamu okutuusa ku musa era ne mu abo abataasobya ng'engeri ey'okwonoona ku adamu ye kye ekifaananyi ky'oyo agenda okujja
omanyi adamu yali kifaananyi kya mukama
waffeyesu
manyi abasinga balowooza
most people think that a human being made in the image of the God the Father. Not like that. Human being was made in the image of Christ.
Christ
is the image of the invisible God. The express image.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. We hear Romans 5:15.
Naye ng'okwonoona kuli bwe kwali era n'ekirabo tekyaliwo ekityo kubanga obanga okwonoona okw'omu
katusooke tuddeko waggulu katono
tutandikire
ku lw'ekumi n'ebbiri
abaruumi essula ya 5:12 olw'ebyo nga ku bw'omuntu omu ekibi bwe kyayingira mu nsi okufa ne kuyingira olw'ekibi bwe kityo okufa ne kubuna ku bantu bonna kubanga bonna baayonoona
yesu
yebazibwosoma
baruumi essula eno
eyokuaeraga
waliwo endwadde y'ekibi
eyayingira
mu bantu ng'eyita mu
adamu
ne eva
abantu
abasinga bagamba naye adamu oyo yatukola bubi nnyo
bad to us, if
it
did bad to us,
you
forget that you are the Adam and you are the Eve. Imagine it was you the first in the garden.
Now,
you female or woman,
you
male or the man, or the husband.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Imagine
you are the Eve.
Sister Wonga, where sister?
You are the sister. And the brother you look at is the
Adam.
You are the one first in the garden, you expected to do what there?
Omanyiri wachi Bible yegamba nti ekibi kyayita muoli ne kituuka gye tuli.
No way Bible said sweet past Adam to reach all of us.
Abava mu ye.
We who came from him.
Kubanga woba kutandika.
If you are the one first.
Gomuchara ku.
You the woman.
No musajjo.
And you the man.
Na era mwandiko zite ekimu.
Would have done the same thing.
Kati musumba bosa abakusoka ne.
Pastor Bosa was first there.
Let me say zi bosa.
With the wife.
Bandiko zibi.
He would have done the same
thing. Mbakusoka.
If I was the first there.
Ha. Ne madam oli.
And my wife.
We are to
do the same mess.
You would have gambled HBT item,
one person entered all of us.
Era no fun to go
to death reached to all.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
So, what do we want to do?
Why did it show there is a sickness of sin which caused us to die? The death of being taken off the body of heaven.
But
of the wild sicknesses of Satan.
The
sicknesses we've seen which capture the body.
What do we want to do?
The sickness which capture the spirit. The sickness of sin. That
want
to blot it out.
What
followed all people were to die. Many have never thought they are in that death even up to now. First Corinthians 15:20
to 23.
God speaks this on that sickness. The sickness of sin. And the death it causes.
Bakolinse kisoke sura ya 15 olunyola bilimo olumu.
First Corinthians 15:21.
Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku lw'omuntu. Olwabirimu ebbiri. Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bonna baafiira mu Adamu.
They all died in Adam. And you would live in the Christ Jesus. Imagine sin entered through Eva, Adam. And Eve.
And
it's you the Eve or the Adam.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
And
it held the spirit.
It
did affect the spirit. What did you do understand?
The sickness
Satan causes to affect the body.
There's
the sickness he made in the
ancient
he began with.
Na
himself, the sickness affected him.
You know,
a sickness and you do it is affecting you. And you can't take it from yourself.
He
was affected by the sickness of sin.
He
said, I don't die alone.
And as
I get those I enter sin into this sickness. You know people who made the HIV virus and they can die of the Satan those days. Him said that God had an ingredient in it. Most of them HIV first killed them who invented it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
things are like this, brethren.
A
sickness which affected a human spirit.
The
human being was the body of heaven was removed from us. And they gave them the body of flesh we are into now. And it's called the body of death.
The
angel of death made a transfer, give us these bodies we have now.
In
Christ Jesus, when you get born again.
tujibwako omubiri guno,
we are taken off this body,
twambazibwa okuva mu
ggulu, we clothe the one from heaven.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
So mbadde njagala otegereye endwadde ye nengeri gyettamu.
What did you understand that sickness?
Endwadde ya Satani.
How it kills.
Ekwata omwoyo.
The sickness of the Satan which captures the spirits.
Yesu yebazibwa
nnyo. Praise Jesus.
Kubanga Bible webegamba.
When Bible says,
mu Baruumi esula eno ey'omusanvu.
In the Romans 7.
Omuweereza ono Adamu yayogera bw'ati.
This servant Adam spoke this.
Eddoboozi lye bwe lyakomawo.
When his voice came back.
Okuyita mutume Paul kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
Apostle Paul by the Spirit of God.
Yagenda mu maaso tugamba nti nno yabanga mulamu watali kiragiro.
He moved to tell us he was living when he had no command before.
Naye ekibi we kyalaba we kiri.
But when sin saw where it could base.
Olw'ekiragiro ne kimutta.
By the command and it killed him.
Katusome olunyiri olw'omunaana.
Let's read verses 8.
Baruumi essula ya musanvu olw'omunaana.
Romans 7 verses 8.
Naye ekibi we kyalaba we kiyima ne kikolanga mu nze olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna. Ataba amateeka ekibi nga kifudde. Olunyo olw'omwenda. Nange dda nabanga mulamu awataali mateeka. Naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja ekibi ne kizuukira nange ne nfa.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Eddoboozi lino.
This voice.
Eriyogera lya Adam,
which speaks of Adam.
Naye ati lyayisibwa mutume Paul.
Yet it was passed through Apostle Paul.
Omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the Spirit of God.
Ndi agamba nti edda wanga ekiragiro tebannamuwa mateeka.
Before he was given the command.
Tebannamuwa kiragiro.
Before he was given the command.
Yabanga mulamu.
He was alive.
Naye ekibi we kyalaba we kiyima olw'ekiragiro.
When sin saw where it could base on the command given him.
Ne kimulimba n'afa.
It deceived him and he died.
Katuwulire.
Let us hear.
Baruumi essula ya musanvu olunyo lw'ekkumi.
Romans 7 verses 10.
N'ekiragiro ekyali eky'okuleeta obulamu ekyo ne kirabika gye ndi eky'okuleeta okufa. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu. Kubanga ekibi we kyalaba we kiyima olw'ekiragiro ne kinnimba ne kinzita olw'ekyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ndi ekibi we kyalaba we kiyima olw'ekiragiro.
Sin so where to base on the command.
Bwe twogera ku kibi twogera ku Satani.
When we speak of sin, we speak of Satan.
Satani kennyini yakola endwadde, endwadde n'afuuka ndwadde.
Himself made a sickness and he became a sickness.
Inafuuka ekirwadde.
He became a sickness himself.
Kwegamba lwaki kula nga bwona akola endwadde n'osooka ogyekubamu.
Like you make a sickness and then you put it in yourself.
Olw'obusiru olabe bwena akola.
Because of foolishness to see how it will work.
Obusiru bukutawanya n'otabula obutwa.
Foolishness troubles you, you mix poison.
Ogambo kandawe bukola.
And you see, you
see
it, how it works and you drink it.
Yes, you.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati ye kibi kyatandikira mu ye yakuba ne kisibuka mu ye.
From him and it got sourced from him.
And he
said, what and I do to spread it to people.
Now, through
the human being, he passed it through the command.
But
when you get back briefly in Genesis,
let's
go in Genesis chapter
3.
Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti, bw'ati bwe yayogera Katonda nti, temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Olunyo olw'okubiri. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti, ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Olunyo olw'okusatu. Wabula ebibala eby'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yayogera nti, temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatangako muleme okufa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Owulidde Satani bwe yayogera.
You hear what Satan spoke to.
Entandikwa y'okuyingiza ekirwadde ky'ekibi.
Of entering the sin of the sickness of sin.
Mu muntu.
In the human being.
Olubereberye essula ey'okusatu Satani bwe yajja.
Genesis 3 when Satan came.
Yagamba omukazi.
He told the woman.
Wamma Katonda yayogera bw'ati ne bw'ati.
God really said this and that.
Nakati ffe ne tweyabyawo.
Now we began to speak back.
Yagambe miti gyonna tulyako naye.
All the praise.
Omuti guli oguli mu lusuku
wali. In the middle of the garden.
Yagamba nti tukulyanga.
We shouldn't eat of it.
Olwo ebiragiro biri mu lubereberye essula ya kubiri.
Commands in Genesis 2.
15 ne 16. Ebitugamba nti omuli guliyako temulira makufa.
Which say when you eat of it you not you'll surely die.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu tani yanukulamu bino.
Satan answered this.
Genesis 3, verses 4. Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka nammwe mulibanga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
Owulidde obuyaaye yali
tulimba
yasooka kumanya nti omuntu atidde okufa
naaga
okufa temujja
kufa.
Katonda amanyi lwe munaagulyako mugenda kuba nga ye.
Knows when you'll eat of it, you'll be like him.
Mugenda fuuka ba Katonda.
You'll become gods. And you know the good from the evil. Indeed, we were
evil.
This was deception of
sinner.
There is a way he entered sin in us. The sin of wanting to become gods. But people research about what form of sin is that.
It's
the sin of wanting to sit in the throne of God. To become God. That's the wild sickness. On the sicknesses of Satan. You know, we must handle the dose of the body, the sickness of the body. But there was a sickness he made affecting the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And if you've not aligned yourself, even if you treat all body sickness and finish them, there is a sickness which cannot leave you living. The sickness of sin. In the first version, they caused us to be taken off the board of heaven. In the second version,
it
on your spirit be put in the lake of fire. And it seeks to hold the sickness of sin.
Yes,
for the sickness we are
Satan
showing
is
him, those Satan brings. But what does it help them?
Just Satan, leave
in the name of Jesus.
Send
you
angel to
Maika Abadori,
to Maika Omerido,
Yocha!
And what is the
sickness of Satan?
And
they go.
Yet
there is a spiritual sickness. They don't burn it. We don't send the
Abaddon
all those penalty to work on it. Jesus brought in his blood. Now you be there when you know it.
Though
they heal you physical sicknesses, those Satan has put on you, all sickness of body weakness. But if the sickness of sin is not healed, you'll get from being here that certain
brought
being taken off the board of heaven.
He
head you on to destruction
in
the lake of fire. It's called the second death.
That's
the sickness hidden all the world.
And
you see, we preach the gospel.
But
we did not discover that it's the type of sickness. The blood of Jesus has a way it heals it gradually.
It
moves on, work through the word.
As preach
you and your wife to be taken out of the evil conscience. That sickness. It's like you see the HIV virus. Much medicine of the word. And it reduces it's called what?
ARVs.
That's the medicine. What reduces it?
CD4.
Count.
And
the sickness.
The
sickness of sin in you.
What
packs you with the gospel till it is wiped
out,
till the virus is healed in you of sin.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus. You know, in the fourth seal, as we open it up, you see the fourth group of angels. Angels of change. Angels of death and hell.
Isn't
it amazing? Just as we hear them today.
We
saw sicknesses of angel of death and hell. We see sicknesses of Satan right now. We saw sicknesses of the body alone.
In the
time we see a sickness affecting the spirit and it's of sin.
Even
if you give you a body of heaven,
and
you're not healed of that sickness, it can disappear again from you because of it. Genesis chapter 3, verses 4.
Omusota nekugamba omukazi nti, okufa temulifa. Olunyo lwokutaano. Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe mulikulyako mmwe, amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka, nammwe mulibanga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
Amaaso gaffe lugali gagenda zibuka, twali tetulaba.
Our eyes were going to open, we were not seeing before.
Kati n'owuliriza ebyaddi.
Now listen what followed.
Luberebere sura ya kusatu onyolo mukaga.
Genesis 3 verses 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi.
Bwe yalaba omuti ogwo,
when she saw that tree,
omanyi omuti ogwo gwa kyama.
You know that tree is mystical.
Abantu abasinga bateruga bitundu bya kyama.
Many people say these are private parts.
Abantu bagamba apple.
Others say it's an apple.
Obwo nabwo bulimba bw'ensi.
All that is deception of the world.
Omuti ogw'okwegombebwa,
the tree which is desired,
era nga guleeta amagezi,
and it brings wisdom,
omuti ogwo ye Kristo.
That tree is the Christ himself.
Bayibuli emwogerako mu Yokaana 15.
Bible speaks of him in John 15.
Onyolisooka.
Verses 1.
Nze muzabibu ogwa ddala.
I am the true vine.
Ne kitange ye mulimi.
And my father is the gardener.
Akati weebuuza ebibala byabala.
Ask yourself the fruits he bears.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Before
I explain much that word, still if it is not the head and
way
I'm trying to briefly sample you to know.
This
way he tells us we do to bear fruits. Which kinds of fruits do you bear yourself? If you put them in the piece of the flesh, you've not.
Where
so speaks in Proverbs, it says, my fruits are better than choice gold, and they are more valuable. Whoever eats of me will live. Now concerning that tree, I can't handle it now for their growth.
You know,
the way we wanted to become gods, we wanted to eat the fruits of his glories.
When we
eat, we shall be like gods. To go in sex, does it make us gods? Are we foolish? How comes you've never become? Ever since you've done those things.
That
we shall handle it when we reach the third heaven. We shall start
it.
We shall get a dead, take that thing away.
Bring
out proof which speaks of the two trees.
Jesus
comes on the world and says, John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, what other tree of life are you looking for?
Bible
says again, wisdom is the tree of life. In Proverbs 3. And in the first Corinthians, chapter 1,
Bible
says Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God.
He comes
Proverbs 8 saying, I am wisdom and I am understanding.
Now,
what is the tree of understanding?
bagenda ne boogera ku bibala bye
mukubikulibatanoajjudde
amagezi ekitiibwa okumanya byonna ebyo twalitwagala
okulyako
tulyoke tufuuke nga
ye
kasita twabirowoozako bulowooza kubanga okulya kwali kwa mu nsi
yamwoyo
nga bwe tulya kati
ekigambo
kati buli omuntu afumintiriza
ebitasaalaba
nga agenze ku muti
apiikinga
ekibala kati okumanya abantu
bayonoonera
Eva yasooka okulya
bwe
biba sekisi yadde nasooka
abikola
nomanya emitwe mivundu wamma ekyo katukirike ekyo tunakifunirayo olunaku lwakyo naye oli bwawulira ekigambo ekyayinza
okunyiiganabanvumya
omutwe omuvundu naye gwe ebirowoozo byetolaba nga
bivundu
olma tumalireyo mu lubiribiri
lubereberye essula ya kusatu olunya olw'omukaaga omukazi bwe yalabanga omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya
n'amugako n'akola
kati
alowooza nti yali sekisi
olina
ekizibu
bayibuli
ekwogerako mu isaaya nti wavuuga okuva ku mutwe paka ku
mugere
ebirowoozo bifu kati olwatuuka
omanyi
olimu
ekizibu engeri
eva gye yanukamu ebibala
byonna
bwe bibanga sekisi n'asooka tubyogerako tuty ebyo lesbianismu naye ate ebyo kibeera wakati w'omukazi
nga
boonoonese kati kino yakola
kikinaye
abatalina amagezi
ebinaye
amagezi agali mu kigambo si bwe
gatubeganyonyola
atumaleyo wano
lubereberye essula ya kusatu onyola omukaaga n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya n'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya
yasooka n'alya n'awaako n'omusajja kaakati abasinga ate bwe bagambira erabika yali
apple
ati bwe yali
akonalabanga
ereeta ama mwami
wangekwatako
n'awo kino kyali kuseeyalinga ndowooza ey'okwagala
ofuuka
katonda
kubanga
bw'amala okubuulirwa sitaani kibwa naali akogenda kukanga
katondaagenda
n'akiteeaensonga
bagaanalowoozezza
engeri katonda gy'amasaamasaa
nange
ninjagala
nfuuke
katonda bwe otyanga naffe
tukusenakkiriza
bayibuli neddako nebagamba
ebigambo
lubereberye essula ya kusatu olunya olw'omusanvu amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga baali bwereere
amaaso gaabwe bombi
baalinga
batambula bali
bwereerebazibiridde
nga bali mu lusuku waliwo
ekyabaawobayibuli
ekyogerako mubakolisa ekisooka
15:5-5
mu kutemya kwaliiso walibaawo
okukyusibwaoguliwo
ogumiribwe
gulikazita
bakkiriziganya ebyokufuuka katonda ne baggibwako buli omubiri
gwae
kyovula bagaa nti amaaso gabe
negagenda
otunuulira ku
musajja
nga wakati wakati awo waliwo ekitundu
ekiratekeer
kubanga mumanya emibiri gy'omugulu tegiba na bitundu
ebyo
ono naye aba akyagira
atunuulira
eva Michungwa
wa what about the origins of godly from where?
The
things are in the chest.
As
he looks down,
I want
to see clear.
Those
parts you get it from where?
I don't believe no Messiah.
And blood never inherits heaven. They chase them immediately from the garden.
Brought
them down where they have been made from the world.
The
reason Bible says,
in the beginning
God made us as
a
living soul. We are not living beings like today.
We have
become a living soul.
Person
who can appear and vanish.
When
reached to explain that, you'll be surprised.
Because
that tree just broken, brushed there.
I see a
hand raised up.
You
want to ask me things of the tree?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Which one?
Praise Jesus so much, brethren. On the issue of the tree, we had just started the way we died in the garden. Now I had gone back to my neighbor. And we started, and someone came. And he had come buy things and he heard of us.
He
told me what I speak is wrong, that wasn't a tree of life. And he said the fruit they ate, it was those parts. Now, I told him, you see the woman ate first. Did she eat alone? He told me, she first ate them with a serpent. She ate them with a serpent. That the first child of Eve
was
Cain. And in him was sin. That when she went to Adam, and when she enjoyed it, and she went to tell the husband of the experience. Now you want to take me things of the tree.
Okay,
let's give the man behind. Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Nange nasomako akatabo.
Me too, I read a book.
Na version eri yenyino gede.
And it had a version of what
the sister said.
And it tried to even prove that's why
Cain
was rejected, for he was a child of the serpent. And Abel gave an offering and he was pleased,
yali wa Adam,
for he was the child of Adam.
Amen.
They showed sin in the through Adam.
But he said
sin entered through Adam. Sin captured all of us.
Now, it
cannot be that Cain alone had the sin in him. As if you tell me,
we started
the head today or tomorrow. We take it out of the way.
We study
it tomorrow. Tomorrow come, no, we are studying that headache.
And
you want to understand and ask.
It
confuses the world.
Because
even those of John, he told them, you children of the vipers.
Now,
when did Eve
give
the vipers? For this we see them in the era of John the Baptist. Maybe they came from through Cain. Why do we too also fight with sin? Who came from Abel?
You're not even to Christ Jesus yet to go
all that is by the Son Christ was slain from the
nation
after by that sin.
Those
who believed they were sanctified of the blood which was to come. We need to study that thing. The day of tomorrow we shall study that. Tomorrow come, now we are studying about the tree of life, the tree of death,
the tree
which brings understanding, the good and evil, and together with the tree of life in the middle of the garden.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Wind
up this issue. The issue of the sin of Satan. The sickness of sin that puts on a human spirit and it heads on to the destruction. Let's repeat these verses. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7.
Amaso gabwe bombi ne gazibuka, ne bategera nga bali bwerere, ne batunga malagala gemiti, ne be kolera ekyokwambala.
They were not clothed before.
We
say the eyes are open and they realized they were naked. All along they looked themselves, they saw what? They had a body of heaven in it.
And it
made its own clothing. We shall see it in the details of tomorrow. They had that body of heaven making clothing.
But
that body vanished in that moment. We call the death which happened, which breached on all people. And
we
were taken off the body of heaven. And
we
were clothed of body of flesh. The body of death.
And
that's why you see in Romans. Romans chapter 7. Verse 23. The Holy Spirit brought the voice of Adam. Through the Apostle Paul. He spoke this.
Barumi esura yo musanvu.
Romans 7:23. In my inner man. There are sicknesses of sin that we've spoken of. Those which affect the body of flesh. There is a sickness I want you can move on, be revealed. A sickness which affected the spirit, the human spirit. Sickness we fight with much.
And
many never get healed of it. Many never think of it that is a sickness even. But it keeps them heading on them to the lake of fire. When Satan put in place that sickness, he knew the first death you've entered it. That is the death. Now to destroy you. You see that sickness never gets from you.
But
at the end of it all, people will have that sickness.
You have
cast them in the lake of fire to be melted. As you will say, friends, those gods, they no more can get healed. Burn them with their sicknesses.
Have
you ever seen gods?
People
are real gods. Don't waste time, treat them. Throw them in the fire. Goats with their sicknesses.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. Romans, we hear.
Barumi esura ya musanvu Romans 7:23. Era ngalindeeta mu bufuge wansi w'etteeka ly'ekibi eriri mu bitundu byange. Olunya olwabiri mu ennya. Nze nga ndi muntu munaku. Ani alindokola mubiri gw'okufa kuno?
Omubiri
gw'okufa.
Anvulira
ekyabaawo mu lusuku.
Baatuggyako
omubiri gw'omugulu.
Ate
malayika w'okufa ye yakutuwa.
And the angel of death is the one who gave us that body.
Give you a body,
I will be able to beat you through it. Sickness can affect you through the body to repent. Famine strike you to repent.
Animals,
you hunt for you that you pray to God. There will be wars and you pray to God. I'm going to torment a human being through it. The sickness of sin. You reach to take from them the board of heaven. Still is counted among the dead.
They are not destroyed.
I want them to get destroyed.
Program is standing where it is.
They did stand and say, Lord, destroy them together with me. He who deceived them will repent. These two have to fight them.
God says
no.
Let
me take from them board of heaven. Give them a board of death.
I send
them on the world to repent from there. They will repent through the experience there. They came say, if you are tired,
you are heavy laden, now
come back.
We
didn't know where all that came from. We thought we are tired of
war.
Genesis, they took a part of heaven. They gave us punishments. Eating in our sweat.
A
woman giving pain.
We
made it a normal way of life. Jesus comes Matthew 11:28
says,
come all who are wearing the burdens. You see the rest of your
spirits.
We thought we were tired of what? Travels are too much. The sickness of sin.
Caused
us to be taken off the board of heaven. And he gave us the body of death. It's weak enough.
It
can be affected by sicknesses of weather, which we are about to see ahead.
Doctors are
on the sicknesses of the weather, of the weakness of body.
They're treating.
The sickness of Satan we saw struck in the body. They gave up on those. But there is a sickness. The sickness of sin.
They never discovered it, captured
and affected the spirit.
No
one has ever made machines to detect it. Don't you claim you seek for sicknesses? But the sickness of sin on the spirit engraved on it.
And voice
sent angels. But God is good. When he finishes, he speaks this in Romans.
Romans 7:25. Neba za Katonda kuwa Yesu Kristo mkama wafe. Kale weshtio, zenze kama magezi ndi mudu wa mateka ga Katonda. Na ye mubili wa teka liya chibi.
Na gana yewe mitu usikati. Zikiri zangu waliwe teka liya chibi.
Say wait, first, I believe there is a law of sin.
Uji isi, nwande ye chibi ya vila kukuta.
Sickness of sin which causes death.
Nwande ya Satan.
The sickness of Satan.
Ya tukisa ako mbili guomo kuru jemura.
It caused us to be taken off the body of heaven.
Etwali na kubeda wetu ti.
We were not meant to be like this in this body.
Mbili uguka diwa mbili
uguka. The body with ages, it gets tired. After Satan attacks, tracks you with sicknesses. Yet by weakness of sin,
which
to enter even the blood, and it comes from the human spirit, enter even your blood.
Creatures,
even surrounding creations can make us sick. Weakness of body.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. That's why Bible says in Matthew 8, 21-22. And it says this.
Matayo sura ya 8 olunyo lwa 21.
Matthew 8:21.
Kubanga Matayo sura ya 8 olunyo lwa 21.
Matthew 8 from verse 21.
Omuyigirizawe omulala namugamba nti mukama wange sokondeke ngende nzike kitange. Olunyo lwa 22. Naye Yesu namugamba nti itanange.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yes, we had
when Jesus came on the world, he calls disciples, he gives them life. Now the father of Apostle Peter dies.
He
tells him, my Lord Jesus,
let me
first go bury my father,
for
I feel his dead.
He
told him to let dead bodies bury their own dead. He said, this Lord, what
form
of bodies? How can bodies dead carry another who is dead also?
Let me
tell you, people died long in Adam, they have not realized
this.
The sickness of sin is affecting them much.
Caused
them to be taken off the board of heaven.
And
when Jesus came on the world,
he
told us a secret, he said, dead body, even this one standing, they are dead bodies, moving dead.
All
these are vampires. One day, sometimes I look at people and I'm very careful. These are moving dates, but don't abuse them. They preach to them. They don't know this. They are
dead.
These are dead. The life is minimal. In the little blood they hold. Even the blood is weak.
He didn't want this in his own
country. They come from creations neighboring us. They easily affect the body. We, God is filling us with His Holy Spirit now. We
then
be stronger, resist to sicknesses.
By
the other body given us as we get born again.
And
we hold two bodies.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
And
in all, as I summarize, what concerns the sickness of sin, of Satan. What I told you, there are sicknesses of Satan, which affect the body, and the little life in the body ceases to be, and the body dies. He can't take out your spirit.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus.
I didn't know about when one day
the HIV. There is a sickness of sin.
You are quite a moyo.
We affected the spirits.
It is violent again.
It comes out, goes right to the human blood.
And
even when they sin, they have no conscious resistance.
Abuse
and it's no more. They're speaking vulgar. But they are not having any conscience. They are normal. But in all things, they try to treat the sickness of sin. Angels we are sent. Prophets we are sent. And the word began to move through, but it could not totally treat. And it tried to calm the sickness of sin. But before the blood of Jesus appeared, and you've not counted on it,
you're
not able to be saved from that sickness.
My
Bible ends up saying this,
on
the way of treating the sickness of sin, speaks in Hebrews. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10:6.
Tewasiime ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi.
Give up all things necessary.
Olw'ebibi bw'okye
embuzi to the chicken, the goats.
According
to the sickness upon you. All that you're doing never
trades.
The sickness of sin.
When
they do it, that it doesn't get healed of that.
Balumi esula ya kumi olinyolo musanvu.
Romans 10 verse 7.
Nendio kanjo gela antilava. Nzize, mumuzingo kwa chitabo echampandi kwako. Okukola beya gala ai katonda. Olinyolo mnana. Bwayogera wagulunti. Sadaka nebiwebwayo nebiokebwe bilamba. Nebiwebwayo lebibi te wabiagala. Sote wabisima. Ebyo bye biweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gali. Olunyolo omwenda n'alyoka ayogera nti laba nzize okukola by'oyagala ajjawo ekyolubereberye alyoka anyweze ekyokubiri. Olunyolo ekkumi mu ebyo by'ayagala twatukuzibwa olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Yesu Kristo omulundi ogumu.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
Angulira omuntu asobola okutukuzibwa.
Let me tell you, this person can be cleansed
omwoyo gwe
by their spirit. And
they
taken up the sickness of sin by the blood of Jesus. And it's impossible to heal the sickness of sin with all forms of medicine.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
we request is one brethren. This time, as we started the fourth seal and the fourth group of angels, angels of the chains, angels of death and hell, and the type of horse and the chariot, given us a deeper understanding
what
concerns sickness of angels of death and hell, and how we explain sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels or his demons.
We've
seen sickness affecting the body. They can even kill it. The sickness of sin and is very dangerous.
It
caused us the spiritual death.
And
we taken off the body of heaven.
But
if you're not careful, because this work of killing involves destroying. If you've not been
watching,
your spirit is to end in the lake of fire. To be bad for insisting on holding sin.
The way
of being taken off
eats
that sickness.
Accept
the blood to cleanse us of Jesus.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus.
Bebulaniya esula ya kumi, olunyolo kumi.
Hebrews 10 verses 10.
Mwebio weyagala tuatu kuzibwa. Olokuwa yu mbili kwa Yesu Kristo, mrundi ogumu. Olwe kumi ni olumu. Na vulikabona ayimilira vulirunaku. Ngaweleza. Ngawaye mirundi mingi sadaka zitajulukuka ezitayinza kujjako bibi emirembe jonna. Olunyolo kumi ne bibi
sadaka zaagaana
sacrifices fail
nga tezijjako bibi
and they don't take away sin.
Jukire kibi kiri ekyomulusuku.
Remember the sin of the garden.
Kyagenda nga kyokimali kulayi ngendwadde endala
on multiplying many other sicknesses
endwadde z'ekibi endala
sicknesses of sin.
Nga bwona agamba nti omuntu
like you say human being
kumanyi ngerezaako kukusirimu.
I'm trying to give an example of HIV.
Don't
get anchored you with this sickness out there. I want you to just reach me and go report to the excellent doctor on the issues. You will be restored your life well. But I'm giving an example of that HIV. When you get HIV, many other sicknesses come over you. When sickness of sin entered the human being, that sickness of desiring to become
God
caused many other sins to come over us. Sicknesses of sins, many others. Many
funny
characters. And sometimes we pass through the gospel, we must treat that. Even rich, even to enter the human blood.
So now
it's a very dangerous sickness.
The
much sacrifice you give, you can't be healed of it. Though you sleep on the floor. Though you sleep and you put the head down, the legs are up.
ngowayo sadaka akuonya kibi osaka kijja kubao
seed will not go from you
paka rona jeri omusayigwa
yesu seed will come from the blood of Jesus
bakugambye bakabona baziwa ngayo nenga zibajjako bibi
if sacrifice they never took away sin
womanyenge likabona jeyetegekanga
know how a priest prepared
abona asinga obukuru kumusi
high priest in the world
yaliyo wekisikirizi
he was the shadow priest
bamusibanga kono olujegere
even tied a chain on him
atwala chiwewayo muwatukufu
takes an offering to the most holy place
watadda
if he never comes back
muwarulayo muwarule
you drag him out of there
banga wafiri dani omulalana
ayingira where he dies that who else will get in there
kabona gombadde mwesiga
the priest you've been trusting
bamutide muwatukuva abadatu alesa daki
tasana in the holy place was taken a worthless sacrifice
nyini tatukude
it is not clean
nibyo nababikola byagana
they did it fail
nebona sibo otyakakaza kusaba kujja ko chibi
how you fasted you could take sin from yourself
wabulo kusiba
but fasting
yimukubiraga nti obonerezi
one which proves that you've gotten broken and
corrupted atate bali okabashindi ko musayigwa yesu
then they send the blood of Jesus
busobolo kuyamba okujja ko chibi
take away sin from you
na ye kugenda ku moyo gwo
but it goes on your spirits
gunazo moyo
and it washes the spirit
alinagamba amwana wangu
alisema chayo
manyine mmosaigo mwali mwaingira mwechi
even in your blood sin and entered there
njagara kunazo kuita muchigamba
I want to wash you through the word
kumalire muddalo moyo
and I take out that evil conscience
watumalire bulania wa dobude
mdelese finish time is left us
bebrani esura ya 10 olinyole 12
Hebrews 10:12
Na yoyo boyamalo kuwayo sadaka emolo ebi olwebibi okutusa emirembe jonna nalyo katula ku mukono gwajjo gwa Katonda. Nyole 13 Ngalindiro oluvannyuma abalabe be okufusibwa entebe y'ebigere bye.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yawayo mulundi kumusadaka.
The sacrifice once.
Okutukuza aba batukuzibwa.
To cleanse those meant to be cleansed.
Era biwayo okukiriza okutukuzibwa.
To commit to accept be cleansed.
Okujibwamu omoyo
mu. To be taken out that give
lay. Okujibwamu ekibi.
That seem to be taken.
Eyo ndwadde ya Satani ezimkundwadde
ekambo. One of the wild sicknesses of Satan.
Wagano endwadde zinyiriza ako zinga zaleta
other sicknesses it brings
ezikwata omubiri
which affect the body
ngabo tugenda okwongerero zino njaka jebujja
we're going to get explained of them ahead
ayiro sitani amanyo kwefura ibuka ukana kuyigira mundo
kana pia like virus and enters you
nafu ko mitota ne kuyingira
mu rukoko like a snake it enters you in the stomach
na bere yonga aliya
ndondongo they are eating out your body parts
eji bamareka baba agwa bayitibwa emizimu
fallen angels called the demons
nabefure ensolo zenso ezenjawo
appear as different animals of the world
ebina bitu libakubira ba
those two we are to see
na yenga tubaye tukuraga
but we showed you
ndibyo nakale ngatubananga ne ndwadde zino
how we fight these sicknesses
waliyo zino zitandikirwa kezo kunafumbi tujja zezigendo semba
of a body weakness we shall end with those
na yeji ni ndwadde za sitani
sicknesses of
sitani kulike ndwadde nzibu
there is the wild sickness among them
wapi sitani
at least satan
alumba mubiri gwo
yawe wao attacks your spirit
nata ebyo mubiri
and kills the body
na yo moyo nagu kulekera
but it leaves the spirit for you
wanga yali ayo alumbiye kwa yo
who has ever attacked Job
na yate chiba kubanga yo bwa yasigaze bibi
Job retained sin
nebo yani wonye zinendwa the sickness yali amubiye zo mubiri
got healed of the sickness of the body
ndani yali gambi data wonye
it still is not healed
kubanga yali nendwa de ye kambo
my wild sickness
ndwa de chibi
sickness of sin
so wanonga mu mulembo mpya
now here in the new
generation tufuko kuwa byonna byonna byetagisa okuganyibwa
if you all things necessary to know
oleme kugenda kujjanja bakondwa de zimona zimwenda lozirekeyo
don't go treat some sickness and leave others
ogenorwa anagane nendwa de
you go fight with
sickness nayo manyi endwa de zibujo lino lwana na yenyo
a wild sickness you have to fight much with
okulabanga mbotofu ekugwa
you see that it did it gets finished from you
yes
you
ever see
praise Jesus
bible bwebe tulaga
the bible shows us
ebrania 10
hebrews 10
Orunyirwa bimwebiri
verse 22
Yogera kondwa deno tie yinzo okutukira dane musayibo
fix the sickness can reach your blood
emmubiri gwo neguria negumala
you fit it up and finish your body
Biblia ni esura ya 10 olunyirwa bimwebiri
Hebrews 10:22
Tusemberenga no moyo gwa mazima olwo kukirizo okutukiride emitima jafenga jimansirwa ko kujjamu moyo mubi n'emibiri gyaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
Praise Jesus.
Emibiri gyaffe gyennyini,
these our bodies,
kale nga gye tulina leero,
this we have today,
najo giba girina okumansirwako amazzi
agamukigambo, to have be sprinkled upon the water in the word,
agogerwako mu Efeso esula
ey'okutaano, that's spoken of in Ephesians 5:25-27,
yatukuza ekkanisa nga agimansirako amazzi mu kigambo.
Places water, increases the church with water through the word.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus.
But you can almost say, yes,
remember the blood of Jesus goes in and cleanses the spirit.
You
keep coming for fellowship and you move on and align yourself.
Let
me leave the word that you hear it.
Ekigambo
kyo
kinaaza omubiri, omusaayi gwo gwonna guggyibwemu omwoyo
omubiera
endwadde y'ekibi n'omubiri gwo gunaazibwe n'amazzi agali mu kigambo.
Era
okukuŋŋaana kwaffe kugenda mu maaso
nakujjanjabibwa.
Wadde nga wakkiriza Yesu, yakkiriza okunaaza omwoyo gwo n'omusaayi gwe. Naye yagamba n'ekigambo kyange kisigale nga kikola, nga mubuulirwa enjiri, mumansirweko amazzi mu kigambo, munaazibwe emibiri gyammwe mu munda. Omuntu munda muli munaazibwe, muggyibwemu omwoyo omubi mu musaayi
gwammwe.
N'emibiri gyammwe gitukuzibwe, mutuuka ekiseera nga temukyalwala, okuggyako nga kyalenji zino ez'endwadde za sitaani ze zizzeemu, ng'obunafu bw'endwadde zino ez'ebitwe ebitwetolodde
awo,
omuntu oyo ng'awonye. Yesu yeebazibwe. Se endwadde y'ekibi bwetu bwe yali yatukola, era okumanya endwadde eyo nzibu nnyo. Ayogerako ku ndwadde eyo nti omuntu wayinza okufa e Masaka oba ayinza okufa ng'ali mu Amerika, omusujja ne gukuluma. Wa connection y'endwadde eyo y'ekibi eri mu
musaayi
ng'ali ssebo yiri
in your blood.
N'olwala wano omusujja n'olira ng'obugere bukufaabi, naye nga neighbor wo wali bakugamba nti twafiiriddwa, osigale ogenda
kukola.
Kale ebiringa ebyo
mulimu
abagamba nti ate ba Ibulayimu baakola
batya,
kubanga Yesu yali tannaba kujja
kwewaayo.
Bayibuli eyogera mu 13:8, Kristo yattibwa okuva ku kutondebwa
kw'eggulu,
ye yali yeewaayo
even up himself from the beginning,
okuva ku ba Abeli
bonna,
bonna bo be bakkiriza gy'ali, ne batukuzibwa n'omusaayi gwe ogwali kugenda
okulabisibwa.
Bayibuli kyeveega mu Ebulaniya 9
9:23-27,
ndi Kristo yali wakuttibwa okuva ku kutondebwa
kw'eggulu n'ensi,
era yanditubonerede, yandibonyebonye buli kiseera, buli eyandimukkiriza naye Bayibuli egaya salawo alabisibwa mu nnaku
ez'oluvannyuma
bibi by'abangi abamukkiriza. Bayibulayimu baamukkiriza ne ba Abeli, baamukkiriza nga kigambo kya
Katonda,
bwe yayambala omubiri nga kigambo kya Katonda, naffe ne tumukkiriza ng'omwana, naffe ne tutukuzibwa leero okuggyibwamu endwadde y'ekibi eyatuggyisaako omubiri
gw'omuggulu.
Bwe tuggyibwako endwadde
when we take off the sickness, we get born again.
We are
given a body from heaven. We get saved from destruction. The second death, the lake of fire.
But
all who insist with the sickness,
their
spirits are to be planted.
But
there is the sickness of sin which never get healed.
Yet
they have scorned the blood of Jesus and they counted it as if it never cleansed them. Now there is no grace for them. Lake of fire. I request you not appear among those. Now concerning that sickness, we seem to end it here. sickness of sin which affects the human spirit, the sickness of Satan. We shall move and handle them. Sickness of Satan affecting the body, the sickness of sin which affects the spirit. Tomorrow we are not too hard yet. But we would have seen how we come through animals and it makes people sick and how it creates wars. You know,
he went to Cain and Abel
fight each other.
You create a fight
in you and you cut a head from your colleague. But he too uses the sword. He puts anger in you first. And he tells you, go hit him with the axe.
He blesses you, enters you, saying,
this day, if you hang yourself, you will be saved from the world. Yet you're not saved of the world. You hang yourself.
I don't know what you're doing.
Still on the rock, you're struggling from the rock. Now you see Angel Abaddon. You thought you're going to die and be relieved. You see Angel
of the
chains.
Abaddon
has come for you. They take you in hell. I thought I'm hanging to relieve myself. You poison yourself, begins on you. You begin to see.
I'm going, who are taking me?
One is the con man uses sword, Satan.
There
are lovers who hate each other. Like they say, let me poison myself, we go love each other in hell. That is foolishness. You will leave the body. You end up in hell.
One that Satan
has been calling you.
All
that we shall see that drama.
And
the sickness of Satan. Famine.
Satan, you see him.
One of the fallen angels has a demon. And he enters his stomach. And you have no appetite to eat till you get out of the body.
That's people
who can't be prayed for you. You have to look, the Spirit will reveal you what type of sickness is affecting them.
Tomorrow
we promise see the tree of knowing the good and evil. When we reach the third heaven, when we've awaited much.
We can explain it in scriptures, and there is no story involved.
Come with questions ordered well. Everything they have ever spoken out there. I'm prepared well.
We ask.
Even others tell
them.
What causes troubles?
After
we've not revealed of them. Problems you face under the sun. But you've not been ever revealed of it. You don't know how it pretends in troubles of the world. You don't know now the world is gotten hard. Or you can read the same things which put you in the problems. But God bless you. Thank you for coming.